Welcome back stateside, Tom. Was it a little hairy getting in yesterday?
It actually was relatively tame. We took off pretty early London time and got in about 11:30, 12, so it wasn't too bad at that point.
How fluid was the situation trying to get out of there? I mean, were the plans all set? Did they change or back to the hotel, went to the airport? How did that whole thing play out?
Well, typically after a road game, we'll get on the plane right away, but the last time and as well as this time, we stayed in London that night. So the plan was to leave, I think, around noon London time, mm-hmm. and we moved it up to about 9. So it was probably a good idea, but everyone kind of rested on the flight, and the landing was pretty easy, actually.
If Tom Brady were allowed to create a scenario and a game to lead into the bye week, was that about it at Wembley Stadium? Is that about what you'd want?
Well, that's what we're hoping every week.
Yeah.
I mean, we played pretty well. I thought, all the guys contributed. You know, the guys were really focused. We had a good week of practice here. And then, you know, went over there and executed against a good team. I mean, that team, they beat Arizona. They mm-hmm. beat Seattle. So they had quite a few good players on that team. But, you know, it just wasn't their day. And, you know, we capitalized on some of their mistakes. And, you know, it ended up being, you know, certainly not an easy game. But, you know, in the second half, I mean, it was well under control.
Well, one of the players of the game we picked, actually, I picked co-players of the game of Solder and Vollmer. And we were going to ask you this, Tom. How many times in your career do you remember not being sacked, not being hit, not being touched? The job they did on these guys who were pretty established pass rushers was amazing. I assume you would agree.
Yeah, I mean, phenomenal job. Phenomenal job on two guys who can rush, who can really do the job, and guys that come into the game with, you know, really the heart and soul of their defense. So it's, you know, Nate and Sebastian have done that all year. I mean, I've never had to worry about, you know, the defensive end or a pass rush, or it's just something that I've never really had to think about. So, you know, we seems like we play good ends every week, and they really step up to the challenge. So they did a great job.
Did you tell Logan Mankus to just take all the time you need, pal, and, you know, rest up?
Well, Logan's dying to get back. You know, if it's his decision, he'd be out there. I mean, he played on the torn ACL last year.
Right.
So to keep him out of a game, you know, he's just going to keep going until you have to make a decision for him at times to protect himself. But hopefully, you know, he's used the last few weeks well. And, you know, hopefully we get a lot of guys back moving forward after the bye week.
Is it a surprise to you? I mean, obviously we're on the outside looking in, and we're dissecting all the problems you had in the first, you know, 7 games and nitpicking on everything. Was it a surprise to you? I don't say you don't want to use easily, how smoothly things went in this game, or is there something you see in the days leading up in practice and film, and something clicks and you say, this game plan, you know, this day, this is going to work?
Well, I mean, you go into every game with a lot of confidence in what you're doing. I mean, you have a week to prepare, which is a lot of time. So you put together the game plan, you study the opponent, you talk about what you're doing, you know, and then you go out there and you try to execute. And sometimes you execute better than others, and it looks good. And sometimes it doesn't look as good. And the next time you play the team, you reevaluate what you've done and you try to do something different. So it's just one of those situations where, you know, we knew we had a good plan. We just had to go out and execute it, and we did.
Sounds like you need Vollmer or Solder right now to protect you.
he's happy that I'm home, I'll tell you that.
Hey, Tom, when does the reveal in terms of how you were playing and going to play in that game reveal itself to you? As an example, a baseball pitcher, let's say Verlander, has an idea in the bullpen what pitches he has command of, and then over the first, you know, half inning or 2 innings he pitches, he gets a sense of where he is that day. How soon does that happen for a quarterback in the National Football League?
It depends on the quarterback.
Yeah. All right, for you then. I mean, did you know in the first series that you had this offense clicking and you were just picking your options and the guy that was the most open is the guy you were going to get the ball to? Or did it take a couple of series for you to say, yeah, we got it going today?
I'd say it definitely takes, you know, series, multiple series, and it changes, you know, throughout the course of the game. So they were doing some things defensively that, you know, we hadn't really seen, we hadn't really prepared for. We went in saying, wow, this is going to be, you know, their scheme-wise isn't overly complicated. They do enough things to confuse you, but they want their guys playing fast. They want them knowing what they're doing. So we went in, you know, with the plan. They came out and didn't do much of anything that we talked about. So, you know, we're on the sidelines mm-hmm. at the end of the first drive after we scored, and we said, all right, how are we going to handle this? How are we going to handle this? How are we going to handle this? And really the guys did a great job of adjusting to those types of things. So, you know, it's not like, you know, the thing about football is it's some days it's like checkers, some days it's like chess, you know, and sometimes you got to just let your guys be better than their guys at what they're doing. You know, some days you have to scheme some things up to help your guys get open a little bit more, create a little more room in the run game, and, you know, it's just always about adjustments. If they're getting beat, you know, the first two drives of the game playing a certain way, well, they're going to change, and you got to try to stay ahead of them. So, you know, I thought we did a great job. The coaches did a great job of, you know, really staying ahead of what the Rams were trying to do to adjust what we were already doing.
The Patriots converted 7 of 12 third downs, and you personally, when you were in the game, converted 6 of 9. Can you see in the eyes of the defenders that a third down conversion to a first down is more devastating to them than perhaps running for 10 yards or passing for 10 yards on first or second down?
I think they go together, and you know, third down is often about first and second down production,
mm-hmm.
so that your third downs are relatively manageable. You know, if you're in third and 10, third and 12 all day, the percentages around the league are maybe 20% conversion, 15% conversion over the course of a season. Whereas when you get to the third and 2 to 3, third and 4, you know, you're probably around 50-60%. So you got to be able to produce on first and second down. You know, I think some of the critical plays in the game that go unseen is we throw an incompletion on first down, we hand it off on second down, and we gain a first down.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's like, to me as a quarterback, there's nothing better than that. Because then now you're in a new set of downs, and now what are they defending on first down? Are they going to try to defend more of the run game that you just, you know, got 12 yards on? Or are they going to, you know, play the pass, which, you know, it's a passing league. So, you know, once you get into that rhythm and the coordinator can get into that kind of rhythm, then, you know, you can have a pretty good day.
Were you pissed that you had to sit there and watch those last 8 minutes?
Well, no, I think Ryan deserved to be in there, and you know, it's nice for him to play. His first time really playing in the last few years. So, you know, I was rooting for him, and we made some good plays out there. So I'll be on the sideline anytime with 8 minutes left if we get that kind of lead.
That's not what you said in 2007. You were like, you never wanted to come out.
You wanted to kneel down at the end of the game with the ball.
With your foot on their throat. That's what.
Well, we did that plenty of times, but you know, it's nice to see the other guys play. It was a fun day for everybody.
Does it feel like, even though you lost 3, and that's probably 3 more than you wanted to lose, that you're where you want to be at the halfway point?
Well, I mean, I think we're at where we really deserve to be. You know, I don't think we've played any better than our record. You know, we don't deserve to be anything better than we are. Or, you know, I mean, look, every team can go, wow, we can be, without these few handful of plays, we could be
right.
Undefeated. I mean, that's, you know, every team, or damn near every team could say that. But, you know, we're not, and there's a reason why. It's not like we've played, you know, great football over these last 8 weeks. So there's a lot of improvements that we need to make. There's a lot of things that we can do better. We got to get some guys healthy. We got to get, you know, everybody moving forward and make a big push here this second half, because this is where the best teams really start to show themselves.
How far away from football will you allow yourself to get during the bye week? And the second part of that question, Tom, is do you think you need more of a physical break or a mental break at the halfway point?
There's not much of a break. I mean, to tell you the truth, it's hard, you know, when you play quarterback to get away from it.
Mm-hmm.
You're always thinking about, I mean, I'll talk to Josh, you know, 50 times, you know, in these next, you know, 3 days, and then we practice on Thursday, you know, not sure what we have planned after that. So, I mean, this is still football season. It's not, you know, this isn't, you know, mid-February. So, you know, I'm still thinking about what we need to do better, what I need to do better, you know, my role on the team, and you know, there's certainly things that I can improve on.
So will you go out trick-or-treating or stay home and give out the candy?
I don't know. I brought up to my wife yesterday, she said, I'm not taking Benny out to get candy. So I guess
that's your job?
That's my job.
Are you going to dress up just so to avoid any, you know, crowds forming around you?
Well, hopefully all the people got the power back in their house around the suburbs. So there's not much trick-or-treating that goes on in the city, but I'll have to go near with some friends and... It's always a fun holiday. I always loved it as a kid.
What you should do is what a lot of kids in my neighborhood do. They put on Patriot 12 jerseys and a helmet, and, right. And they go as Tom Brady.
That's I mean, you've seen it. In fact, we talked to you about this one year. What's it like to see kids dressed up as you?
Oh, man. Everything is still, I mean, it's just, I don't think I ever dreamed of any of this you know, every kid grows up. I was talking with Stacey James yesterday, and he was talking about his kids and, you know, that one of them has dreams that, you know, he's just right now, he's, I think, 11 and deciding which professional sport he wants to play
right.
when he's a grown up, you know, and that's how we all felt. So to actually have the opportunity to do it and to be part of such a, you know, a great organization and really, and, you know, the best sports town in America, then you know, it doesn't get much better than that. So I always, you know, I don't take it for granted. I love doing what I do, and I love, you know, I've learned to, you know, manage and appreciate a lot of things that come along with that, but there's nothing I'd rather do.
What do you remember going as dressing up as for Halloween? Were you ever Joe Montana?
I sure was. I was Joe Montana. I was a ninja once, you know, it's like the karate one.
I
was,
so.
What's Benny going to be?
He's got a little Batman outfit, so he loves his little Batman. Anything that his older brother is, that's what he wants to be.
So it sounds like you're staying close to home, so no trip to Disney World for Benny and the teacups for Tom?
No, not this time. Not this time. I got a pregnant wife at home, so we can't do too much.
Are you? Did you hear the San Francisco Giants won the World Series?
I know. I mean, it was exciting 2 years ago. You know, growing up in the Bay Area, and they got a great appreciation for baseball too. Everyone's always followed the Giants, and I used to go out to Candlestick, which was really a crappy place to go watch a game for all those years. And you know, ever since they moved downtown, there was kind of a new invigoration with you know, Barry Bonds was there, who, you know, I was a big fan of, and you know, it's great for the city. They love the Giants, so hopefully the Sox can get back on track and. Maybe one day it'll be a Sox-Giants World Series.
Hey, did Gronk take heat or praise on the plane ride home for the, what do you call him, the Nutcracker
the
Dude
Nutcracker
Guard in the
dude.
House celebration?
I think it was mixed reviews, you know. He's too much, man. I just like his spike, but he's, I guess, you know, adding some personality to it.
Hey, have you taken a good look at the 25-yard gain that didn't go for a touchdown to Gronk, the ball that was thrown behind his head? One of the more remarkable tight end catches I've ever seen. Have you taken a look at that yet?
No, I haven't seen the film, but I know when I threw it, I was hoping that he was going to get to it. So he made an incredible play.
Yeah.
I mean, he makes so many of those. His ability to track the ball in the air and then to manipulate his body, and he's got such long arms, you know, to be able to make that type of play. I mean, it's incredible.
And you have no qualms about throwing your fastest fastball to Gronk, even from close range. Can you throw it any harder than you did on that one touchdown to him, the close one?
I know. No, I mean, that's what he does. He's got so much confidence in himself. And, I mean, wherever I throw it, he goes up and tries to get it. And, you know, he hasn't had much of a chance to practice, you know, this season. He's been listed on the injury report a bunch, but he comes out and plays every single weekend. I think there's nothing more you can say about one of your teammates than when you're playing at less than 100% and you're giving everything you can to the team. And, you know, that's what Patriot football is all about. And guys committing themselves to, you know, being out there for their teammates and being out there to give everything they got. And everyone recognizes that. You know, with a guy like Gronk, and we have even that much more appreciation for what he does because of you know, his mental toughness and what he puts into it every week.
Can he get any better? I mean, is there anything he can do better?
Well, I mean, it's hard to make a better catch than he did the other night, or one that he made against the Jets for the touchdown. But,
true.
I mean, the important thing is yeah, I mean, how long can you do it for? And,
right.
And how long can you be consistent and dependable and durable? And can you be out there every week? And, you know, can you eliminate every mental mistake? And, you know, some of it's, you know, a guy throws a perfect game. It's hard to do better than that. But,
right.
You know, how do you do in your next start? And how do you do in your next start? And how do you do in your next start? So, you know, you can't ride the roller coaster. When you ride the roller coaster, you're an average team. You're 8-8, and you're an average player. And well, there's a lot of guys that can make a lot of great plays, but you know, you got to be able to sustain it. And that's, you know, that's what I always feel is a commitment. And that's a season-long commitment. That's a year-long commitment to yourself and your team and doing whatever you need to do to prepare yourself that you can endure a long season and playing at an extremely high level. And you look around the league and every team has those guys, and the more of those guys that you have, you know, the more you're going to be able to sustain the success. So, you know, look at a guy like Wes Welker. I mean, can Wes get any better? I mean, he gets open damn near on every play, and he's done that for 6 years. I mean, I'd say that's pretty remarkable too.
Will you watch football this weekend, Tom?
Sure. Oh yeah, of course.
Red Zone Channel?
That's the best one as far as I'm concerned. I mean, you see everything. So, yeah, it's, you know, I like these Thursday night games. I've been able to watch a lot of those. You know, I watched the Monday night game last night. I watched that up until about, you know, until that game was out of control. So, you know, it's fun to see it on TV. It's fun to watch as a fan on occasion too.
Who do you like to watch? Who interests you? Would it be somebody like Andrew Luck to see where he is at this stage of his development, or somebody like Peyton?
Peyton, right?
Yeah,
yeah. I think it's, you know, like Denver. The Denver Saints game the other night was pretty fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
I watched that in my London hotel room at 2 a.m. after our game. So that was fun. You know, I like watching good quarterback play. So, you know, Alex Smith last night played phenomenal.
Yeah, he did.
You know, he's kind of, you know, he's always been right there, and I think he's getting more and more comfortable with that system. And we play them, you know, down the road. So, you know, that was fun to watch because you kind of get a little taste of what you're going to see in the future.
All right, Tom, enjoy your breather. We'll talk to you down the road. Congratulations on a big win on Sunday, and enjoy your time off.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Talk to you down the road.